And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Although Rupert Barlow, wealthy New York socialite, has protested his concern over the rumors of a romantic attachment between himself and Mary Noble, he is secretly delighted at the way the story is taking hold. But we know that he has carefully planned it every step of the way, thinking that if Larry Noble should break with his wife Mary, she would come straight to him for consolation. Right now, in his luxurious town apartment overlooking Central Park, we find him in conversation with Victor, the unscrupulous character he employs as his manservant.
I've something important to tell you, Victor, so listen carefully.
I'm listening, Mr. Barlow.
Things have taken a rather bad turn, Victor, and I need to make a dramatic gesture to bring them under control.
Yeah? Look, if you're thinking about getting me mixed up in any more trouble in connection with the trial of Larry Noble for the murder of Oliver Wilson, then leave me tell you...
You will kindly let me finish, Victor.
Yes, sir.
Well, as you know, Mr. Noble has made a great issue of his wife Mary's friendship with me.
You mean he knows good and well you're nuts for Mrs. Noble, and he won't stand for it.
Oh. Well, that's one way of putting it. It's not very elegant, perhaps, but it covers the facts well enough. You know that Larry Noble made his wife promise not to see me again, at least not until after his murder trial is over.
Yeah, you told me all that.
Just let me finish, Victor. Now, several pictures showing Mrs. Noble and myself in perfectly casual circumstances appear in the papers recently. And as a result of those pictures, Mr. Noble is so enraged that he refuses to allow his wife to visit him.
That's a new twist, wouldn't you say? Keeping folks away from the jail? Well, looks like you got nothing to worry about. The cinch they'll pin that killing on Mr. Noble. Unless somebody starts talking out of turn.
Well, there's no need for anyone to talk at all, Victor. It's a clear-cut case.
Just so they don't try to drag me in for a witness. I already had enough questions asked down at headquarters. You didn't lift a finger to get me out of there either.
I'm very tired of your whining, Victor. What you need is a rest. I'm going to see that you get one.
Yeah? You serious?
Entirely serious. I'm going to fire you, Victor, publicly.
What? Hey, listen, Mr. Barlow, you got no reason to talk like that. After all the
just
things
I... Just a minute, Victor. Let me explain.
Explain, huh?
I've learned from that newspaper gossip columnist, Marty Rufus, that you are responsible for the pictures of Mrs. Noble and myself appearing in his paper.
What do you mean, you learned? You knew all the time. You're the one that sent me to get those pictures.
I knew nothing about this, Victor. I was horrified when I heard the story from Marty Rufus. I told him that it was an unforgivable act of disloyalty. And I mean to tell Mrs. Noble the same thing. In fact, I'm on my way to see her in a few minutes to tell her that I have learned the truth and have taken steps to set things right.
You want to make me the fall guy, hey, Mr. Barlow?
I'll see that you're suitably rewarded while you take this temporary vacation, Victor. You ought to be very glad of the chance.
Yeah.
When the time comes for me to take you back, I'll notify you. Right now, I'm on my way out. Now, here's a check for you, Victor. See that you're packed and out by the time I come back to this apartment.
So this is how it works, is it? I'm the floor guy. I'm the guy everybody turns on. And for what? Maybe I got a few surprises up my sleeve, too. Maybe I'll just spring a couple of them. Right about now.
Meantime, the actress Claudia Vincent, the cause of so much of Larry Noble's present trouble, is recovering from an unexplained blow on the head. We find her now in a bedroom of a small hotel near the theater district in New York. And as the doctor, who was called in, stands at her bedside, we hear him say...
You've been very lucky, Miss Vincent. Very lucky.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm the luckiest woman alive. Yes, I know all about that. My whole life has been one enchanted dream.
You have narrowly escaped serious injury, but there appears to be no concussion. And with care, you should be able to be up and about within a few days.
That's a big help, Doctor.
However, I must make a report of the accident.
What kind of report?
Well, from all appearances, Miss Vincent, you were the victim of an unknown assailant. Of course, the hotel is very anxious to keep the attack a secret, since they know this kind of thing to be damaging to the reputation of the place. But on the other hand... If the person who struck you was a stranger who forced his way into your room, then it is a case for the police.
It wasn't a stranger, Doctor, and he didn't force his way into the room.
Then how did you receive this blow?
It was a personal quarrel.
Well, in that case, Miss Vincent, I suggest that you prefer charges against the assailant.
But I don't want to prefer charges. Oh, it's terribly important that no one should know about this.
My dear young lady, surely you don't want to expose yourself to further danger.
I haven't any choice. Oh, if you drag me into the limelight now, I won't have a chance to escape. Oh, just go away, please, and forget about me. You can't help me. Nobody can help me now. It's too late.
The doctor looks down at Claudia Vincent's white and tense face, wonders what secret she is holding back. Meantime, in the visiting room of the New York City jail, Larry Noble is talking once again to his friend Maud Marlowe, well-known character actress. And we hear...
Holy smoke, Maud. How can you spare the time to come here? This is your big night, isn't it? Don't you open in your new play tonight?
Yes, Larry, I do. We had our preview last night.
Oh, how'd it go?
Oh, it seemed solid enough. But that's not what I'm here to talk about.
All right. You name the subject. We'll take it from there.
Larry, you've got to stop this nonsense about not letting Mary visit you here.
Oh? Who's been talking to you, my lawyer?
No, I haven't talked to your lawyer.
Well, everybody else has, including Mary, I gather.
You're making a big mistake, Larry, and right now you can't afford mistakes.
Exactly what Hubert Savage said. I must go into court and act the part of a husband whose marriage is sounder than the Rock of Gibraltar.
You'd better take that advice, Larry. This is no time to turn against your own loved ones. No matter what you may think, Mary is your staunchest ally.
That's fine, Maud. But I don't want her to give up any good times she might spend with Rupert Barlow just to be with me.
You listen to me, Larry Noble. No matter what you think, how bitter you feel, you can't lock Mary out of your heart. She's going to pieces trying to see you, wanting to be with you. It's time you swallowed your pride and your hurt feelings and let her see you.
I'm sorry you came here if this is your reason, Maud. Particularly when I know how much you have on your own mind right now. If Mary persuaded you to do this, you can tell her she's making a mistake.
Oh, you and Mary have been married for a good many years, Larry.
Well, it's nice of you to remind me, Maud.
You've had your troubles, plenty of them. Your upsets, your misunderstandings. But you've always fought them through together.
Until now. Well, I don't blame Mary. Not entirely. Why shouldn't she turn to a man like Rupert Barlow now? He has everything in the world to offer. And I have nothing.
Mary doesn't love Rupert. She loves you, Larry.
Then that makes it all the worse.
Oh. Well, why not give her the benefit of the doubt? Why not at least allow yourself the comfort of seeing her? You're punishing yourself as much as Mary. Oh, it's all wrong. Can't you see that?
I don't know, Maud. I swear I don't know. I'm sunk so deep in this nightmare that I can't see anything in its proper proportion.
Don't you know that I'm trying to do what's best for you?
Yes, I do know that, Maud. There's no better friend in the world.
Then will you do the one thing I ask?
Yes, if you say so.
Oh, good. Then I want you to see Mary, and at once.
All right. When you see her, you can tell her I'll talk to her, Maud.
I don't have to do that. She's right outside now. Wait till I tell the guard.
She's been sitting out there all this time?
Of course, and yesterday, too, and the day before. Guard, will you please tell Mrs. Noble her husband would like to see her?
Larry Noble stands up, tense, ill at ease. A few seconds later, his wife, Mary, comes to the door timidly. And when the door closes after her, she pauses a second and then rushes to Larry and cries.
Darling. Oh, Larry, Larry, hold me in your arms. Hold me and don't let me go. You don't know what it's been these last days. Not being able to see you, knowing that you didn't want me, that you didn't believe in me.
Oh, now take it easy, honey.
Don't let me...
Take it easy.
Don't let me go. Darling, hold me close. You must never believe that there ever could be anyone else except you. Not for me. Not ever in this world. It's all a ghastly mistake, darling. I swear it is. I only love you. Tell me you believe that. Oh, Larry, tell me.
All right. It's all right, Mary. Don't let's talk about it now. Just let me feel you close to me again.
Tears stream down Mary Noble's face as she buries it in her husband's shoulder. It seems the reconciliation is complete. But how will this suit Rupert Barlow, who is determined to get Mary for himself? We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.